You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
This evening's edition of Cocktail Corner brought to us by Kristen. How's it going?
Yeah, really good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Did you have a good summer break?
I had a great summer break.
Did it include a few days at the beach, a couple of days pottering around, some good free time?
I think a lot of days at the beach. Gratefully live pretty closely, so can go and soak my feet at any given time and think about Cocktail Corner.
as you do, it's sort of woven its way into many of our psyches.
Yes, absolutely. Beautiful weather and then crazy weather. I like the I like how it changes so fast. You never really know what's going to happen.
Slightly more unpredictable than the weather in California.
Yeah, and that's a good thing too, right? Like, there's never a dull moment here. In a good, beautiful, friendly way.
Now, what are you going to make for us?
So today I am going to make a Fu Manhattan Chew. So it's a Manhattan, which is normally a like a pre-dinner cocktail, heavy on the whiskey, so it's pretty boozy. And then it's called a Fu Manhattan Chew, like I said, because I know how much you like Fu Manchu. And so I like to do special little twists when I come up and do Cocktail Corner.
Little twist of the Manhattan.
Now, talk us through the ingredients, because I feel like I should have had a Manhattan before, but for some reason, I'm like, a Manhattan? I had no idea what was in a Manhattan.
And there's a couple different recipes. So I'm going to go with one that's a little bit more orangey, so that usually it could be a little cherry forward. Or you could do half sweet vermouth and half dry vermouth, but we're going to just go with the sweeter, the rouge. Yeah, so we have Thompson's whiskey, of course, right? Here we go.
Our good friend Matt Thompson, nice. Yes. Pop. You know what you're doing.
I've been here a time or two.
We've got a martini vermouth as well.
Yes. So this is perfect. We don't have martini glasses, but this can also, you don't have to shake this. You can also just build this on the rocks if you don't want to exert any of that arm muscle.
It's classic BFM style. We've got an assortment of budget looking wine glasses, one sort of tulip wine glass.
But what I noticed was over the holidays, some really fancy glasses showed up in the kitchen. Like, there's some now champagne flutes.
Are they still there?
Yeah. So I think there was some fun stuff that was happening over the break. Because when I came in, I thought, oh, I haven't seen these before.
Did anyone out there in the BFM listenership and or DJ roster come in over the Christmas holidays and see the state of the station? Does anyone have any reports? I didn't make it in over the Christmas break, but
I can.
Traditionally, it is fruit fly central, bottles everywhere.
Yeah, I had to duck into my office for an hour, but I sort of shielded my eyes on the way in and out. I didn't really want to take it all in.
No, I did. I came in on Sunday. And that makes me just really nervous. So I just do it the little. That's how I knew that there were some fancy glasses. I was like, oh, what else is in there? As it did a little shaky shake of the kitchen.
I found a
handy because we're notorious drinkers up here. Elevensies, you know. Can we not just get some normal glasses like this? This is my glass.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, glass. we won't
plastic even as well.
Okay. Well, no, don't explain it too much or somebody will come up and cake it. So
explain
really,
the
it's like you know. Oh, okay. Yeah. So we all know, but anybody else, don't explain it to them. You want to keep that glass.
All right, Kristen, took us through the drink. Ingredients, the measures, and how we make it.
Perfect. So let's start with some Thompson whiskey. I tried this with another different whiskey to practice, and I would say that this is a lot more, this is smoother, so I would highly recommend this. And the measurements are really to your taste. So once you have a few of these, you can kind of figure it out. But the basic recipe is you could do, so I say one jigger or 60 mils. Yeah. So it's like one to half. So you do
60 mils Thompson two-tone.
Yeah, but we're going to make three drinks, so we'll do three of them.
One, two. So 180 mils of Thompson whiskey. I know, it's good.
Yeah, well, you know, I was a bartender, and that's how you do it, right? Just give a little extra love.
American bartending, they're very generous with their cocktail sort of
We like to
measures.
Keep people happy. We want you to come back. And then 30 mils of the sweet or the rouge vermouth. Mm. And you can play with this.
What percentage is the vermouth?
That's a really great question. It's, you know what? I just saw it. 15%.
15%. Okay, there we go.
That's a good number. Mm-hmm. I don't like those ones when they're like 16.9. That makes me very nervous.
Yeah. Can I have a little?
Yeah.
It's gonna. Oh.
Is that? You can. You can put it over ice and have a nice little. Yeah. And mostly the sweet. Mm. The dry is not so delicious. But
smells
that could
good.
Be a little. That it's an aperitif. So you could do a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. And then we have orange bitters. So this is why this cocktail is going to be a little bit more orangey. And you can just do some a few dashes of that. So we'll do, you know, some nice. And you can smell it. You know, it smells really, you know, it smells very citrusy.
It's very citrusy.
Yeah. And then we're going to shake it. Hopefully this will be enough for all of us. Oops. Spill it. But like I said, you can also just pour it over. Okay, now we're going to pour them. Mm. And usually what you want to do...
Oh, wow, it's really clear. I thought with the red vermouth it would go sort of a red wine color, but obviously not. Oh,
yeah. Not so much. And when you and you pour multiple drinks, you kind of pour them at the same time, at the same level, so that you don't get one and then you get shorter at the other. Mm-hmm. That way, if you have to make... another batch, you can kind of even it out. So mm-hmm. we're going to kind of pour them together. That way everybody gets a bit. Mm. Oh, that's nice. Thank you. It does look yummy, right?
It does. It's kind of an amber. Mm. A golden amber. Like it could be...
shot of orange through it.
Could be a beer or something. Now, you've spent the last sort of couple of minutes off here before the segment zesting some orange.
Yes, so cutting some orange, and there's different ways that you can cut them. So I cut them in little curly cues, and you can just, you know, you just dip them, like you can just do a little around the edge, and...
That's called brimming.
Yes. Brimming. I'm not gonna say that.
Rimming the glass with the orange zest.
And so, yeah, so anyways, you can either cut them in curly cues, you can cut them in long, kind of longer strips, and twist them. But mostly you just want to get the oil off of it, and it just gives it a little bit more of an essence. So here you go.
Thank you.
And here you go, Johnny. And we'll make another batch, but this will be good for the first one, hey?
There we go.
Cheers.
These are...
Cheers.
Smells super... super boozy. But
there, well, it is just booze, right?
All that zest and the oil on the rim.
Mm.
Do you the zest you and the oil that, on the rim.
Is, we've got someone in here has just joined us after a big day at work, saying they're really getting the oil on the rim there.
So it's good. So like I said, you can have it as a pre-dinner drink, or you can really have them anytime. They're nice. You can do, like I said, half sweet and half dry vermouth. That's a different kind of Manhattan. I think that's Manhattan from the West Coast, not the East Coast. And so, yeah, I would say this is really
so
nice.
So easy and smooth to drink. And for something which is just like pure booze, straight down the hatch.
It's nice. And you can and so you can have them in martini glasses and sip them. Yeah. And that way, and you don't want to have anything too hard, right? But this will impress your guests over the summer, because you don't have to do too many fancy things. Like you don't have to, you know... blend anything or, you know, do anything
would you
like that.
Shave any ice.
With our guests, would you recommend, what's the exact moment we should hit them with this cocktail?
Oh, as they're, probably as they're walking in. So, like, if you picture, like, a summer barbecue, isn't that, what depends on how messy your house is. If it's really messy, hit them at the curb. But when you walk in and
right,
you're just...
is it getting out of that Uber?
you can start with this and then move on to, you know, if you are a beer person or a wine or a champagne. This is really nice. Yeah. And if they don't...
We're out the back by the pool.
Well, because sometimes martinis are a little bit too dry and a little bit too, you know, they're just a little too aggressive. This is something nice that you can say, oh, I'm having a Manhattan, and you can feel, you know, oh, I'm retro, but I'm also not, you know.
It's more playful than a martini.
Mm.
A bit more playful. The citrus in there.
Hey, I'm playful. I'm a really nice martini on Christmas Day.
Oh, I mean, but to each his own. Like, this is about finding, you know, experimenting and finding what really makes you feel good. Like, this makes me feel like I'm in a speakeasy. Mm. It's 1920s. We're, you know, we're having...
We're in the 20s right now, guys.
That's right. So here you go.
21.
This would be almost be like a speakeasy up here. Mm. The secret place to go and find out more about cocktails and listen to good music. So this is a perfect place for a Manhattan. A Vu Manhattan shoe, that is.
Cheers to that. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Kristen. Thank you so much.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.